Everything. It's hard to believe the deals could get any better.
Believe it. We want everyone to drive a newer, nicer car this Christmas.
The Marion Used Car Superstore is making it an especially Merry Christmas this year with huge savings for everyone. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park, and at McGrathAuto.com. If you want to pay more, that's your business.
If you want to pay less, that's our business.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
It's a Saturday afternoon girl-boy basketball doubleheader on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Join Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson this Saturday afternoon at 2:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 as West Branch travels to Alburnett. The Bears collide with the Pirates in this non-conference battle between the River Valley and Tri-Rivers conferences. That's a high school basketball doubleheader presented by First Federal Credit Union, West Branch and Alburnett, Saturday afternoon at 2:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you at 11 past the hour, 9 o'clock, Saturday morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. As you just heard, we have that doubleheader coming up later today at 2:45. That'll be on the FMs. All three signals will start off at 1 o'clock with coverage of the Army-Navy game. 1600 will stay with that throughout the duration of that football game. The great classic coming up today being played at Baltimore between Army and Navy. And then coming out tonight, UNI basketball, as UNI will take on the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota. And that will be at 6:30 on the FMs for you right here on KGYM. Going to start things off with the Coach's Corner, talking wrestling here today. Matt Hatcher here, the head wrestling coach for the Washington Warriors. Warriors off to a good start as far as the season is concerned as they get ready to host a youth tournament today. That's always fun and exciting.
Yeah, we'll see. It's first time doing a developmental beginner tournament, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's good to see all the kids there. Went through that, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. By the end of the day, it'll all come together.
Might have to have a little ibuprofen or something like that.
Yeah, we might, but as long as the day comes to an end at some point, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, good start to the year. I know you would like to have got to meet the other night against Linmar, but had a good showing there, but won your first tournament last Saturday over in Bondurant, and you got to be happy with how things are going.
Yeah, things are going pretty well so far. Kids are wrestling hard, coming to practice every day, working hard. So that's the key at this point of the year. A couple kids are out. One kid, we still forfeit some weight classes, which is unfortunate. We had a kid that went down that wrestled for us last year. He's out for the year, so that created a hole. Another kid's out. But if we can get some kids back, bring some kids along, plug them in, by the end of the year, we'll be at our best. So that's what we're shooting for.
Well, and it's such a key, especially, you guys have struggled with numbers in the last few years, but I think you got the corner turned now a little bit, and you can see a lot of success maybe coming your way.
We'll see. It's definitely better. I think the situation that I'm in as a teaching-wise and coaching-wise is a little bit better. Just a recruiting ground, I think, through PE classes, I switched from teaching general ed PE classes to performance PE classes. So when you're trying to pull kids out of general ed PE, that's a little difficult. When you're trying to pull kids out of a weightlifting class where it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:45 in the morning, and they're coming every day, those kids are going to be just naturally a little bit more committed for you, and they're athletic. So just overall, I think that's been something that's really helped us out.
Well, and you got to do that in the world of wrestling. You got to scour the hallways.
Yeah.
You got to scour some of the other teams. And sometimes you convince people that, wrestling might be a good avenue for them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, we try to push multi-sport athletes at Washington High School. We don't have a whole lot of kids to begin with. As far as our schools are concerned in the area here, but if we can work together with each other, that's only going to make things better. You know, I think when sports try to concentrate or coaches try to concentrate on just their sport and try to control those kids, and they don't give them an opportunity to do something else or to compete in anything else, it creates problems, I think, for everybody. So we definitely need kids to play multi-sport athletics, and we're getting that now. So that's helping us.
And you're getting more kids in the room too, which is good.
Yeah. We used to be, we'd be stuck on 15, 18, 20 kids, and now we're 24, 26 kids. We'll start the year. I think we started with 28, 29 kids. So, just to have 5, 6, 7 more kids in the room is huge. It allows you to do some different things, kind of open up your practices a little bit more. The veteran kids can help the younger kids. You can bring kids along, you can plug kids in and line up. A lot of times we know with forfeits how those things work. And if we were in a situation the other night, I think if we would have had, could have had one more guy, we could have made another move there and maybe made it a little bit closer towards the end. But at least we have enough kids to make some moves and to try to make something happen. And with the kids that we have, I think overall, all along, we've always had some pretty good kids. It was just if we could get more good kids, we'd be better off. And that's kind of where the direction that we're heading, and we're going to keep moving.
Yeah, even in the loss to Lindmar the other night, you guys competed hard, battled. It was a good dual meet. It's good to have those dual meets a few times a year.
Yeah. It's the competition around here in Eastern Iowa is tough. So it's fun to go out and compete all the time, but it's definitely a little bit more fun when your kids believe that they can compete with the other team. So that's the key. It was a good meet. It's nice to be able to compete in those things. The team aspect kind of comes around. I think that's what we learned. The biggest thing that we learned in Bondurant was. We had to be on, we had to be on, we had to win matches, we had to pin kids, we had to pick up bonus points in order for us to stay close. And as the matches went on there, it was four duels in a row where it was every match counted. And the kids, they looked at it throughout the tournament, and by the end of the tournament, they were into it. So the team concept kind of came around too. So we're learning a lot about the sport of wrestling. Our kids are, and our coaches are, and it's exciting.
Well, and it's always fun to win, and,
yeah. And you got that. It's better that way, yeah.
And you got that title over at Bondurant, and that was a good. It was a good day for wrestling in the metro because you guys got a championship. Marion won the Guilford up in Monticello, and it's been a while since the Indians won a team title at a tournament. So it just shows, I think. Wrestling is not that it's been never down, but it's on the rise, I think, again in the metro.
Absolutely. I think there's some other teams, and us included, we were down and we kind of come along. I think so some of these teams like us are starting to kind of build a little bit and get to a point where we can compete. And that's what we want. I think the more parity around here, like I said before, Eastern Iowa is a tough side of the state, a lot of good kids. And we want to be a part of that. So in order to do that, we get to come every day. You got to work hard and keep plugging away.
And you got to see some teams you don't usually get to see over there. I know Boone's traditionally been a very good wrestling school over there. And just a chance to see a little bit different competition probably gets the juices going a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why we go over there. For a while, we were seeing the same teams over and over and over again. And I think for the benefit of our program, we needed to get out of Eastern Iowa a little bit and get some different competition for a variety of reasons. And the one thing we did like about that tournament was they have a JV part there too. So when we were only had 18 kids in our program, it was nice to have everybody in the same realm. And then I think the learning experience was a little bit better. So overall, it's nice to get out of town a little bit, wrestle some different competition, and just be able to compete, which was nice.
Well, you've got a couple of really good ones. Probably the one that most people know about is Will Foreman, and he's a good leader out there, and he's a good hammer to have in that lineup.
Yes, he is. He's just that. He's a hammer. He comes, he comes every day. He works every day. He works hard. And the fortunate thing I think for him and for us this year is he has some kids around him that can create good workouts for him. And not just for him, but for the other kids too, because they're just as the other kids. Chris Karamitros is right in there. Logan Sears is right in there with him. We got a new guy, Caleb Velasquez, who did a nice job JV last year. went down to 32, got himself right in the mix of those kids. So it creates good training opportunities for all of them, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, what is it about Will? 126, and what does he do well out on the mat?
He's an overall good wrestler. All positions, he's good. He's not scared to try things. He's not scared to take risks and take chances. That helps him out a lot. He's been wrestling virtually his whole life, and he competes all year round. He goes to some big tournaments. He wrestles in a good club. He tries to go to the national tournaments. So, I mean, he does everything that you want your kids to do. He's definitely a standard for our program. Great attitude, good kid. His grades are good, good family. So, I mean, it's just like he has a great overall situation, I think, and it's something that our other kids can kind of look up to and then try to emulate. You know, and if we do that, the other kids will come along too. But he's definitely a hammer, and we expect good things, big things out of him as well.
And only a junior, too.
Only a junior, yeah. You know, last year he was sixth in the state, and he lost, I think, three matches going in. We've talked a couple times, and it was like, you know, once he got there, then, you know, when you get sixth place, it's a great accomplishment to get to that point. But what sometimes people don't understand is at that point you've lost three matches in a row. So, you know, as you sit on this, you get on the stand, and sometimes I think when the ovation that you get and the prestige of being a state place winner is pretty cool. But the reality of being a wrestler on there and standing on that stand is knowing that, you know, you got beat three times in a row, and you got to make that better. And that's what he wants to do. So, I mean, he wants to shoot for higher things, and he definitely wants to end the year on a win. So that's important to him.
A little motivation, perhaps, going into
absolutely.
This season.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the lineup. Kind of start off at the lower weights and make your way up.
We got Aiden Abram. He's a freshman, 106 pounder. He's good kid, good, real athletic, a little raw, but he's coming around. Had a pretty decent year so far. We expect some pretty decent things out of him. He's got high expectations as a freshman, so that's kind of nice to see as well. 113. We don't have anybody. We had a kid come back last year, Ben Jansen, but then he got a couple concussions in a month, so he's sitting out this year, which is unfortunate. Jason Tekow is a 120-pounder. He wrestled 13 for us last year. Young kid, got to still bring him along a little bit, but he works hard. He does what he's supposed to do, so we're happy with him. Will Foreman, you know, he's 26-pounder. Caleb Vasquez is a sophomore, 132-pounder. He's the guy. He wrestled 38 last year, had a nice JV year, moved down to put himself in that mix. Chris Karamitros is a 38-pounder, so that helped, it helped kind of motivate Caleb to get down there and put himself in the middle of him and Will. So Chris is a good kid as well. He's kind of come along, I think, maybe shocked some people a little bit. Maybe not shocked people, but at least put his name out there a little bit. So that's good there. Logan Sears, 45-pounder. He's having a good year, senior year. He's worked really hard over the off season. 52-pounder we don't have. We got a couple kids we're trying to bring along to plug in there, JV kids, but we'll see how that goes. Ty Johnson has been a nice surprise, 160. It's only his second year of wrestling, but he's a big, strong kid, likes to work hard, likes to get after it, so we're excited about him. Brooklyn Butler is 170-pounder. He's been, unfortunately, he had issues at the beginning of the year a little bit, then got into the Bondurant tournament, then got slammed, so he had concussion, so he's out. But once he gets in there and starts to settle in, he'll be good. He'll have a good, nice year. 82, we got a couple guys in there. Jeremiah Oliver fills that void a little bit, but also wrestles JV. We still want to bring him along quite a bit. Jared Sherman's a 95-pounder. He's a couple years varsity, so he's third-year wrestling, but he's been in the varsity for a couple years now, so he's works hard. Him and Billy Faulkner's are two 220-pounder. Those two guys, football players, inexperienced as far as years of wrestling, but work really hard, really smart kids, ask a lot of good questions, and then try to take a lot of good risks in practice to make themselves better. So it's nice to have that. And then heavyweight, we've got three, four guys that are brand new to the sport, first, second year, so we're still bringing them along JV, so we don't have a heavyweight either, but hopefully, like I said, by the end of the year, we can bring some of those guys along and fill those spots and at least be the best that we can be come February.
Right, and people think probably, well, why don't you just put a guy in there? Well, it's not that easy because you don't want them to, especially if they haven't had a lot of experience wrestling. You don't want to expose them to a guy that's been wrestling his whole life.
Yep.
And wrestling's a lot of mental.
Yeah, we used to do that when I first started coaching. That was kind of an expectation for us, was, oh, we just wanted to fill a lineup, you know. And then you don't realize that you put 14 kids out there, and the dual meet's over in a half hour because everybody got pinned in 25 seconds, you know. And then you look back at it after, you know, over time, you kind of look back at it, and you see that the better competition for them is going to be JV. So, you know, I know we didn't necessarily take some heat. I know some people got upset, like you say, because you're not plugging kids in there. But you know what? I'm a big believer in if I can throw a kid into JV and he's going to win a match 5-4 or lose a match 5-4, either way, that's going to be a way better experience for that kid than it is for me to throw him out there on the varsity level and get pinned in 30 seconds, time after time after time. You know, it is all about wrestling and learning how to wrestle, and you're not going to learn how to wrestle when you're getting pinned by superior kids every time in 30 seconds. So create a better opportunity for them, get them some confidence, teach them how to wrestle, put them in good positions, and then, you know, build some confidence, and then have them create a better time or a better chance to be in that varsity level and actually compete.
Yeah, man,
negative incentive kind of thing.
Oh yeah, you know? And it helps out in the very end. It's going to help out with them experience wise and also confidence wise, and that's what you want. And you got four football players out there. So at least four football players out in the lineup. So that's good to see.
Yeah, we're getting we get a lot of those kids. I teach a class that starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then another class at 6:45, and they're basically all athletes, boys and girls alike, all sports. But Mo Blue is a defensive coordinator for us, and Jason Wood is our sophomore football coach, and those guys come down and help me out in the morning. Mo is there every single day. Jason, same thing. He had a surgery, but it helps, I think. I used to coach football too. I coached football for, I think, 10, 11 years at all levels, so those guys and I, we have a really nice relationship. We get along really well, good friends. So when we're all working together and are under the same understanding that we can all help each other, that's a big thing. So having those kids helps out. Having them compete all year helps out. Having them lift weights all year helps out. So we're doing it for each other. So that's I think we're doing it for the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. And it all helps out all the sports out there. Any changes in your Saturday schedules of the tournament you're going to this year?
Nope. Same thing. We're we got our kids tournament this week, Central Clinton next weekend. We wrestle Waller on Thursday. And then tournament wise, we're still going to Benton after Christmas. That's one of the toughest tournament. That's a great tournament. Big tournament, all levels, 1A, 2A, 3A. So you see some good hammers there, and you gotta be on there. So it's nice kind of a introductory to the month of January, and then the grind of the season, and then things start to keep working out there. We'll go to Cascade, then we'll go to Clinton, which is another nice one, and then starts to wrap up there, and then we got a conference tournament, and then a couple weeks before district. So it seems like maybe a little bit of ways now. I'm sure it's going to be here in a hurry.
Oh, and it goes very quickly.
yeah, that's the exciting part, though. You got to be ready all the time.
Yeah, it does. And you mentioned you got Wallert coming up this week, and a chance, I think, to get some success out there.
I think so. They put it to us last year pretty good. So this year, you know, we've been doing the right things, I think. So once they come down here, so it'll be a good dual meet. Home meet, yeah. So it'll be a nice one.
And a duel, so that's great.
Single duel.
Get the spotlight out there.
Yeah, they're nice. You know, it's we used to do those double duels for a few years there, and that was all. That's all we were doing. And at the time, I think for our program, it was nice because we didn't have a whole lot of kids out, and you know, just sending forfeits out there was kind of, it was tough. It was a tough situation. But now, you know, you got some kids and you're bringing back the single duels. And now that we're able to do that, I think it's a good situation for us. It's a good situation for wrestling. I think it brings back kind of what it's supposed to be, you know, the single duels and putting people out there under the spotlight a little bit and, you know, get after it. Get gladiator style kind of thing.
Which I think it's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We already know all the district assignments. You guys are going to be at Jeff. A lot of the Metro teams in that one, but Clinton and Hempstead are going to be there as well. So you already know what the competition at least should look like anyway as you get to that part of February.
Yeah, it's always tough. Every year, you're always going to be in a tough district, especially around here. So we know what it is. We're not fortunate, unfortunate either way. It's just it's the way it is, and you know, we expect it to be tough, but we also expect to be at our best at that point. So I think if we are, and are where we expect to be, things will work out in our favor in the end.
And I should talk about your staff, too. The guys helping you out.
I got J.P. Graham. He's our head assistant. He's been with me the whole time, so 15 years now. He's been with me. He's actually the soccer coach as well. He is a great guy, does a lot for the program, does a lot for me, so I appreciate everything that he does. Larry Pilcher, Eric Speth, and Scott Halapua are the other guys that we have. Eric and Larry have been, I think they're 10 years now, and then Scott's second year. He came over from Prairie. He's got some kids in the district. So, yeah, I mean, the staff's been together for a long time. We're all good friends. We all work well together. It's nice to have JP and I in the building, and then Larry and Eric. It's sometimes, you know, it's when you got guys coming, it's always like, oh, it's unfortunate they come from out of the building. And sometimes in certain areas it is, but in other areas it's nice too. You know, when they come in, kids get an understanding that, you know, they're making a commitment and they have another, you know, they have bigger commitments coming other places or, you know, throughout the day. So they appreciate that. So, but the biggest thing is I think we all work together. We're all good for the sport of wrestling, and we look forward to it every day.
Yep, and always good when everyone's excited to go to the room. That makes things a lot easier.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's just, we're all wrestlers. It's wrestlers. You get in there and you roll around or start grabbing each other or put each other on the wall or something, you know? I mean, it's so,
in a
yeah.
good way.
Keeps you young a little bit, too.
Yeah, it keeps everybody young.
Yeah, yeah. Until the next day you wake up a little sore, but get right back at it.
Well, chance for everyone to come out and see Washington Wrestling on Thursday night, so get ready to go out and see the duel against Waller.
Yep, thanks a lot.
All right, Matt, appreciate it. Thanks for coming down, and keep up good work.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and talk some basketball when we come back here in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, get a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $4.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Sunday, the Colts and Texans battle for control of the AFC South. Hi, this is Brandon Gaudin of Westwood One. Join Derek Rackley and me from Lucas Oil Stadium for all the action. Andrew Luck and the Colts rolled over the Jets to get back to 500, and they meet a Texans team trying to break a three-game losing streak. So who will gain the edge in the wide-open AFC South? Tune in to find out. Texans, Colts, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Texans and the Colts, NFL football, presented by Mediacom, Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
9:32, back with you in the Coach's Corner program on KGYM. And again, later on, we've got the Army-Navy game at 1 o'clock. And that'll be on all three of our stations, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3. And then at 2:45, we will break away with the FMs for a high school basketball doubleheader, as it'll be West Branch taking on Al Burnett. And Jeff Downing will have that one with Eric Peterson out at the Al Burnett gym. Girls game will be up first, slated for a 3 o'clock start, and the boys game slated for about 4:30. 4:45 start for that doubleheader. Coming up on Tuesday night of this week, just to let you know where we are headed to, we will have boys basketball coming up on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you on Tuesday night. The Cedar Falls Tigers, top 10 ranked, will be at Prairie to take on the Prairie Hawks, who have won two in a row and putting up big numbers from three-point range. So that ought to be fun. And then talking about fun, on 106.3 FM, the doubleheader down in Iowa City, West and City High, round number one. And that girls' game is going to be that is going to be worth the price of admission. And we'll have it for you coming up on Tuesday night. Speaking of girls' basketball, Jason Edwards here, head girls' basketball coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks, fresh off a win over Kennedy last night on the road, 60 to 55. And How about that? First of all, I'm not going to mention anything about Chiefs Raiders.
Yeah, not going to mention anything. You know, I was watching that game and had you in mind the whole time and had our opportunities, just couldn't quite make the plays we needed to make when we needed to. But still got to be happy with coming out of the cellar with the Raiders.
That's right. Still first place tie.
Yeah. So, tied with those Chiefs. So
I think three teams are going to make it out of the AFC West. So
yeah. Hopefully they do something once they get there.
Yeah, that's I'm hoping that as well. I like seeing AFC West championship games. So whoever it is, I think it'd be a lot of fun out there. But more pressing things for you. Three in a row, including a win on the road last night. I know it didn't count in the conference standings, but still a win is a win, and you got to be happy.
Absolutely. Anytime you can go over to Kennedy in a tough environment against a tough opponent, well-coached team by Coach Viss, and pull out a win the way we did, got to be happy with that and happy with the progression that the girls are making. We're really working hard every day. You know, our number one goal is to make sure we get better today, win our next game, and progress along the way to a state title and make the state tournament, as every team is. And finding a way to beat Kennedy last night is definitely a positive step in the right direction.
Well, three in a row, and even in the preceding three games against really good opponents, you had a chance, and you were playing shorthanded in those games, and you always try to find a silver lining in things, and perhaps the fact that you were shorthanded a little bit may have got some experience to your entire rotation, which is going to help out in the end.
Right. I mean, I think we kind of have both ends of the spectrums with you know, the senior leadership that we have and the amount of games that they participated in, and then we have a really good group of sophomores as well. Many of which this is their first varsity competition in the game of basketball. So allowing them, as you said, to kind of pick up the pace of the game, find out what their roles are. Those first few games against North Scott and against Bettendorf really did allow them to figure out what their roles are, what they bring to the floor every night, and to continue to develop on their strengths. And I thought, again, that, you know, starting with our last game against senior, you know, where we had everybody contribute and find a way to put the ball in the hole, I thought that allowed us to get some confidence for some kids that really carried over to last night against Kennedy.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's really helped out is the fact Erica Older had to start a couple games when her sister was out, and I think she's leading in scoring right now. You can see her confidence grow and grow throughout the first part of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, she's doing a good job inside, which takes a lot of pressure off of Kennedy. As you know, you got to be able to play this game from inside out. So to have a presence down on that block and make the defense collapse around it, around her when we can get it in, and she has good touch around the basket. She's still working on getting the ball to go through consistently. She does a good job of getting through to the free throw line. Again, being an inside presence for us and being ready to knock down shots when it's her time. But then we surround her with some kids that can shoot the ball as well. So, again, the ball goes inside, defense collapse, be ready to kick it out, kids' hands ready, feet ready, and be ready to knock down open shots when they have those opportunities.
Well, and had some opportunities last night and took advantage of that. And on the road, that's what you got to do to come away with a win.
Absolutely. I thought we shot the ball from three. Obviously, you know, the defense that Kennedy played, it played a lot of 1-3-1 against us. The gaps are a little bit different. Sometimes it's a little difficult to get the ball inside. But we had kids shoot the ball well from the outside. Had some kids knock down some shots. I thought Avery hit a couple really big ones that I can remember. Kylie Wise had a couple. Maddie Baxter's done a nice job for us as well as a sophomore coming off the bench, knocking down some big free throws and really shooting the ball with confidence. So, again, we definitely, of the 10 kids that we dress at the varsity level, have the confidence that we can put any of them on the floor at any given time, ask them to do contribute in a positive way, and they're able to do that.
And well, of course, it all starts off with the seniors, and probably none more in a leadership role than Kennedy Dighton. Seems like I know your opponents say seems like she's been there about 7 years.
But yeah,
she is a senior this year.
That's right.
She just looks so loose out there. Always has had a smile on her face, no matter what the situation is. win or lose, but she's got the college decision behind her now, and I think she's just concentrating on having a fun senior season.
You're right. You know, I think the word that I would use to describe those seniors are they're just a group of hardworking young ladies and great character kids. I mean, they're well-respected in the school community as well as the community at large, and that definitely shows to everything that they do, whether it's the sports they play, the classes that they're involved in, or in the game of basketball. And as you mentioned, Kennedy is definitely the leader of that group. She spends a lot of time on the game of basketball. It was something that she was really passionate about. I know that she's something that her and her family are really celebrating, the fact that she gets to continue her career at Sioux Falls next year. And we're definitely fortunate to have her kind of as the straw that stirs our drink. You know, she's the first to the gym a lot of times, the last to leave a lot of times. And again, just understands the game and is able to help people understand where they should be in the places they be or where they need to be and just lead by example. Our other seniors, again, as you mentioned, you have Emily Oler, who, again, came off that ankle injury from volleyball but has really worked hard and rehabbed with our trainer, Susie, to get back. Is really excited and just had a look on her face like she's like, I'm ready. So, again, she's finding her legs a little bit and really helping us to contribute. You've got, again, another four-year starter, an Avery Guy, plays the guard, handles the ball quite a bit for us. We ask her to do a lot in decision-making, but we're also asking her to look for her shot a little bit more. I think sometimes she's a little bit too unselfish. So just, you know, letting her know that it's okay to be aggressive, to attack the basket, and that also helps to open things up for her teammates. You've got Kylie Wise, a really good shooter for us that shoots the ball well in transition, a good ball defender. Again, kids, another young lady that's been around us for 4 years, varsity level for three, but just understands the game. Really shoots the ball well with Kylie and really appreciate what she brings. Then you've got Shavion Thurman, you know, someone that's been at the varsity level for 2 years, but is that program kid that's just worked her way up, is a really good rebounder, and really, again, brings a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm to the floor every single night that way. So I always have to count them by hand one by one because there's five, but, you know, you got Emily, you've got Maddie, you've got Avery, you've got Kylie, and you've got Kennedy. And, yep, those are our five seniors that we're really, really happy that we've gotten a chance to watch them grow and develop.
Well, in this day and age, especially in girls basketball, there aren't a lot of senior classes that have five out there. And these girls have stuck together and have really they're looking forward to good things this year, I know. And it's good to see them stick it out and stay throughout their senior year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, that's one of the things we started off the season with at our parent meeting is we kind of feel like we're fighting for our sport, you know, whether it be just the overall numbers nationwide with young ladies either choosing not to continue to play the game of basketball, but to have these groups of seniors that have dedicated the time and really find the passion for the game is something that, as you said, you hope that it's just a cycle thing, and there's going to be some more young ladies out there, some young girls that are finding that passion when they're in fifth, sixth, seventh grade and enjoying the game and decide, more importantly, to continue to stay with it when they get to the high school level and beyond. So, you know, basketball is definitely a beautiful sport, and I think it's also teaches a lot of life lessons as team sports do for kids, and it's just really important that we continue to encourage kids not to specialize, not to just put all their eggs in one basket, but really continue to have as much of a complete experience as they can while they're young and in high school.
Yeah, and 10 on your varsity, they are good all-around athletes, play a lot of sports at Jefferson.
That's right. You know, I mean, with that 10, we have one junior, as you mentioned, with Erica Oler, and we've got four sophomores as well. So, again, a really good mix, and of that 10, all of them do something else. I can't think of any other of the 10 at the varsity level that don't play another sport. As you mentioned, majority of them play softball. I know Kylie Wise plays soccer. I know Shavi runs track. So, again, you know, young ladies that understand that, you know, as I heard Coach Hatcher mention on the way over with our enrollment, you know, kids that are involved in athletics, it's important to make sure that especially those good kids and those good athletes are represented across sports, and they're not just the only word I can think of is hoarded, or just, you know, all they do is just one particular thing, you know. But it's important for the adults and the coaches to communicate and work well together and support one another so that, you know, we can see success at high levels across the athletic, you know, programs that exist. And again, the kids that we have at the varsity level definitely represent that.
Yeah, and off to a good start, and winners of three in a row right now, and starting to get some confidence, I would imagine. And this group coming in, there were some, you had a target on your back or anything like that, but you had people talking about you this year going into the season. And, you know, that's good and bad, but I think it's mainly good because you want people to take notice. And I think we're seeing that on the court this year with the girls. And, I think the confidence level has gone up. You see him every day, and is that the case?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think at one point, we said this after the game, that, you know, I felt like they had poise. You know, Kennedy made a run and made a push, like we knew that they were going to, as good teams do. But I didn't feel like we got in a situation where we panicked. And I think that's a direct result of that leadership and that senior experience that you mentioned, that kids that have been in a lot of tough games, you know, we've scheduled hard since we've come in my fifth year. We play top-notch opponents from Southeast Polk State Tournament team to North Scott, you know, a ranked team, to West Des Moines Valley. You know, again, we've always told kids that we want to make sure that we put them in the position to be successful and to see some of the best teams in the state so that they know that they can compete with anybody. You know, and I think you're exactly right that, you know, with the amount of games that those seniors have been through and the level of competition that they've seen, hopefully now as seniors they realize that there's nothing that they're going to experience that they haven't experienced before, and they can rely on the work that they've done in the off season as well as the experience that they've had from past games to carry them through. And you're right, we're still getting there. Obviously, you know, we feel like we can play better, and we keep pushing them to get the best out of themselves. But I do really think that it does feel good to be able to know that you've got five seniors out there with live experience that you can rely on.
Yeah, and doing a good job so far. And I think the other thing to talk about is the fact that you got a good sophomore group, or sophomore JV group, we should say, since they've gone that way as far as girls basketball is concerned this year. And just getting to see them out there, and you know that the program is starting to get a foundation, and things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right, and they do a really nice job starting, you know, even last year with Coach Guy, who's at the freshman level. They had some success, and I think had one of the better records that we've had in a while at the freshman level, and that's carried over again to this year with Coach Jurdy. We've added three freshmen that have really done a really nice job with us, and really help complement those sophomores that have continued to play the game of basketball. We practice together. It's something that we started a couple years ago, just with our numbers at the varsity level, in order to have competitive practices and have the numbers where you feel like you can get some work done. We combined our varsity with our JV/sophomore. They get an idea of, I think, especially from those older kids, the tempo of practice, you know, the mindset that you have to be able to bring to everything that you do, and that's been good for us. And it showed. They've had some good wins. They had a really nice win against Dubuque Senior. They struggled the other night against Kennedy, but we know that, you know, that's kind of the learning curve that you mentioned, the back and forths or the ups and downs that they have. But really happy with the progress that we're seeing them make throughout the year, and look forward to what's ahead for them as well.
Yeah, building. That's what it's all about, and keeping them interested and keeping them out. And the schedule, you got Waterloo East coming up on the road on Tuesday night. And people say, well, it's East, but East's a lot better this year. Starting to do some things up there. That's good to see, because you don't want to beat anybody 70-15 or anything like that. Doesn't do either team any good.
Right. I think it goes back to what we said earlier just about the game of basketball is, the more young ladies decide to stick with it and continue to work on their skill development, the better the game is in general. You know, as we know, in our society, there's people that would rather watch men do things more than women sometimes, and especially in the game of basketball. Sometimes the crowds are larger for boys than they are for girls. And the more we can continue to work on our skills and be able to put the ball in the hole and give exciting games to fans, the more we'll build that interest around our sport. As you mentioned, so, you know, with Waterloo East, and they definitely have some athletes. They've got some girls that put a lot of time in. Coach Muhammad does a really nice job up there. And we have to go on the road. And as we know in this league, you can't take anybody for granted. You have to be ready to lace your tennis shoes up tight and be ready to focus and do what you do on a regular basis. And that's what we're going to have some time to be able to work on before Tuesday to get ready. And then right after that, we, you know, the gauntlet again start with Xavier and with City High. You know, we've got some goals set for ourselves as a team, you know, to be able to continue to progress and put wins together.
Yep, and that'll be the schedule before the Christmas break, and then after the holidays, you come out and go to Wash for another doubleheader. You had a doubleheader last night. Looked like a good crowd over there, and a lot of students helping out the school, so that's good.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been really pleased with is our student body has really gotten behind this group of young ladies and really supported them. You could really feel their energy. You know, I felt like it started against Hempstead, where we had a really good crowd. It was a tight ball game, a 2-point win, free throws. Erica Oler hit late in the game with, I think, 9 seconds to go. But definitely the energy that we got from our fans is something that the girls feed off to play even harder. I thought last night again, we had another girl-boy doubleheader with some scheduling thing where the boys actually went first and played North, and then we played senior, which was good to be on the main stage. And get a chance to play that 7:30 game. But again, I thought the support that we get from our parents and our faculty and our student body has been awesome, and we just want to keep encouraging them to keep coming out and getting behind this group of young ladies because they definitely deserve it.
Yeah, well, one thing we've known over the years, if the West Side will come out and watch, and they will support the Jayhawks, certainly, and I think they're going to come out even more when you get some of these big games like the Wash games and the return match with Kennedy and Lindmark coming up later in the year. There'll be some good opportunities.
That's right. We've got some great, as you said, some good games and some good players. If you want to see some basketball played at a high level, you definitely have an opportunity for us. I mean, an opportunity to get out and see that. So, like you said, you know, I definitely agree with you that the West Side definitely supports each other. You know, we bleed blue, definitely appreciate that support that we see every game out.
Yeah, in fact, I was over at school last week, and boy, things look good over there. All the banners hanging along the roadways, and I think a lot of pride going around Jefferson right now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like you said, with the remodel from the cafeteria to the gym and the lighting. You know, to the landscaping on the doors, Coach Deem has the door decals that really look nice. So we really have done a good job, I think, as an administration, as a faculty, of really beautifying the campus and making the place look good and a place where kids want to go and want to compete. I think the uniforms look nice. The girls picked out some new ones. So our booster club does a great job with really working hard to raise the funds to be able to support the kids in that way. And again, just really a place of pride and strength at Jefferson High School, and definitely one that I'm proud to be a part of.
Yeah, I should talk about your staff, folks helping you out up and down the program.
Yeah, you know, at the freshman level, as we mentioned earlier, we have Coach Willie Guy, who's been with us. You know, that's the one nice thing about our staff is we've been together. We work well together. I think, you know, you want to definitely make sure that you complement yourself with different personality types, and we have that. So, at the sophomore level, we have now Coach Henderson, who was recently married. Sometimes I forget and still call her Hankelman. She says it's okay, but I want to respect the fact that she's a Henderson now, and she's been with us again and helps us out a lot at the sophomore level. Coach Eric Jurdy, who's back with us last year, I think was his first year back. He was with us. I think he only missed 1 year. But, really brings a lot of energy, and his knowledge of the game really helps us out with management and in-game situation. My top assistant is Coach Jake Kuhlbeck, who, again, is an awesome fireplug young man. who really works hard for the program. And another one of those West Side Jayhawks that's loyal to the school and loyal to our community, does a lot with the girls during softball season and basketball, and is literally always up there. You ask him to do anything, and he's also a student at Coe College, so you know he's finishing his degree at the same time. So, you know, again, that group, I mean, the energy that Jake brings and the compliment, the way he compliments myself has really been really good, and really appreciate all the hard work that he does as well as the rest of the staff.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of folks to get things rolling, and yeah, and we should mention for Willie that, yes, the Cowboys did win again. He probably tells you that every day in practice, doesn't
you know,
he?
You know, he's going to let you know, how about them boys? That's what, usually what he says. How about them boys? You know, and you know, with Willie, he's got that that Tennessee, even though he's been in Iowa a long time, he still has that Southern accent all the time. But yeah, he's someone, like I said, that I've known for a while. And, you know, he's a great mentor in this community. And is definitely someone that we're appreciative to have around. But I know he, just like I'm happy the Raiders are winning, he's happy the Cowboys are winning.
Yeah, and probably be texting here any moment. And he's got to watch his son play. Willie the Third's doing a good job with Coach Horman's team.
Yeah, you know, I thought that boys' game was one of the most competitive games that I've seen in 5 years. You know, Coach Horman really does a really nice job on the boys' side and with his staff, and really work well with us, but I really enjoyed watching those young men go out and compete hard against a really good, well-coached Kennedy team. And if you were there, you saw two teams that really competed and really battled with each other. And you know, you kind of had that feeling it was going to go down to the wire, and it wasn't really secure for Kennedy until late in that fourth quarter. But again, I walked out of there realizing that our boys' program is definitely on an upswing, and they're really going to be exciting to watch this year.
Yeah, they are. And yeah, that's a good part about doubleheaders, and we're seeing more and more of them on the schedule. Is the fact that you guys get to watch the boys play, and boys get to watch the girls play a little bit, and the crowd can be at one place. So I think it's a good deal, and that's why we're seeing more of them.
That's right. It's definitely a win-win, and like I said, it allows the community to support one and not have to split the crowd. It allows us as coaches to support each other. You know, we spend a lot of time, you know, trying to figure out X's and O's, but at the same time, you know, we want to be able to pull for each other. And like you said, and want to be able to see the product that we put on the floor. And those girl-boy doubleheaders in basketball definitely provide that opportunity for both staffs and both groups to support. So, yeah. Like you said, it's definitely a win-win.
Well, Waterloo East on the road on Tuesday, and it'll be a cold bus ride, so stay warm.
That's right. It's, you know, and with the snow coming in, I'm halfway watching the weather to hopefully make sure that it gets out of here by Tuesday, because anytime you get on those yellow cheese wagon, you want to make sure you get there safe and get back.
Yep. And well, Jason, thanks. Appreciate it. And keep up the great work at Jefferson. Always fun talking with you.
Always fun talking with you, too. We appreciate everything you do. And thank you very much for your support.
You bet. And it's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM here for a Saturday morning. We got Army Navy coming up later on, as we mentioned. And check out our schedule at KGYMradio.com. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning with more of the Coach's Corner on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
You know, with it getting colder, I think what I'll do is hibernate on my Casper mattress.